and make a lot of money. Okay, four things.
Should we leave the tab open?
Yes, please.
You can add something more later.
Exactly.
Okay, good. All right.
So
well,
what is this product? What does the job entail?
The reason Madison was able to get that question in there is that I erred in general tip number 6, which states, end in a question or your prospect will.
Basically, working with a device with a consumer. And so you'd be interacting with a consumer in a sales type of a position, and then on a sales development training as well, further on down the road. Would you be completely afraid of straight commission?
No, I've worked on straight commission before. Obviously, I'd like to see what the numbers look like and so forth. But no, I'm not completely opposed to that, no.
Because I'm a lot like you in the sense that I like to make my own hours, and I've always scratched my head to organizations that want to say, you know, you have to be here between the hours of blankety blank. Mm. And I prefer to say, we've got a job to get done. This is the job. And if you get it done in 2 hours, then go.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to stay here all day and drag out whatever it is that we give you to do, make sure it takes 8 hours to accomplish it. And constructing any type of compensation, you know, a company has the opportunity to say, we're going to pay salary plus a commission. And what we have found over time, if we pay enough on the commission side of things, then we naturally are going to attract the most ambitious people. Those are going to be the people who are actually going to do it. Where we bring somebody in salary plus commission, then there's going to be 2 or 3 months of evaluation time where we have paid out a salary and we've evaluated this person. And let's suppose that we get somebody who doesn't sell anything for 3 months. Then we basically paid them a salary for 3 months for us to test whether or not that person can produce and sell or not. What we prefer to do is put somebody on straight commission and we just pay them a lot. If you can do it, then you're going to make a ton of money. If you can't do it, you won't like us at all.
Now, is the training that you were talking about working with somebody, is it already in place? Or, I mean, what I know you're talking about a product and consumer, but I'm curious, you know, how do I find out more about this, I guess is what I'm asking.
I think I know what you're asking. Is the training in place?
Yeah, in other words, you know, is there a training in place that's going to guarantee that if I learn it the best that I can, will I make the kind of money I'm looking to make? And obviously, what does that money look like? So.
All right, good. Is the training in place? Yes, it is.
Okay.
As detailed as one needs to be.
Good.
From very basic level all the way on up. And so
Training,
yes, it is absolutely there. That's the reason that in the job description I said that there would be human development and training involved in your position, because when you get very well trained, you know, it's only fair. Somebody trained you, and so we want you to be able to train other people when they come in. And so that is part of your job description as well.
Okay.
All right. So what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, Madison, is that I would like for you to review some stuff over the Internet. It's actually a movie. You have Internet access, I presume?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to have you review this, and then you and I will talk again. The first one is just merely an overview, nothing specific about product or device or anything like that. This is just specific to the method of business that we do.
That would be great.
You have something to write with?
I do.
All right. It's www.explorefreedom.com.
Okay. Uh-huh. Explorefreedom.com. Okay.
Yeah. /Trump, T-R-U-M-P, as in Donald.
Okay. I like that. Okay. Explorefreedom.com /Trump.
Good.
Okay,
all right. So when do you think you'll get a chance to take a look at it?
I can look at it right now.
All right. So should we plan to talk in maybe 30 minutes or so? Let's just say for safe an hour.
That would be great.
Okay, good. All right. So I call you back on the same number that I reached you here?
Yeah.
All right. I'll call you back in 1 hour. So that would make it at about, let's say, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock now. So, yeah,
yeah.
Perfect. Okay, good. I'll talk to you then.
Very good.
Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Madison.
Bye-bye.
One last thing I'd like to draw your attention to on the close to action step you may have noticed. I never try to move the prospect's date or time for when they will watch the movie. I've heard people altering my script to something like this: when in the next 24 hours will you watch this movie? I don't do that, and I don't recommend you do that. The reason I don't is because of communication quality number one: be interested in your prospect. If my prospect says she'll watch the movie this week, and I try to move her to something earlier, why would I be trying to do that? Because I have product volume requirements I have to meet. But that's not me being interested in my prospect. Me being interested in my prospect means if she says, give me a week to watch the movie, I say, okay, today is Saturday. When should I call you next Saturday? If my prospect says, I'll watch it now, I say, okay, shall I call you back in an hour? Always be interested in your prospect. That concludes everything on how to close your prospect to action. Let's now go to follow up and follow through.
Professional Inviter recordings and transcripts are copyright 2004 by UpStatistics Corporation. Any unauthorized translation, duplication, importation, or distribution is a violation of applicable laws and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.